of course, we all know what took place in Pittsburgh. It's been discussed by many. I'm very hesitant to talk about these kinds of things, as if they imply like I have some sort of insight or answer, which is not shared by everyone, which I don't, as most people don't, even those who comment about it. But if there's one thing that we can say, it is that it's important to feel solidarity with the Jews who this happened to, and to feel part of the Jewish people, that this happened really to all of us. It does threaten all of us in a real sense, but even without that, just feeling the pain of others is critical. Just from last week's parsha, when Avraham Avinu was dying for the people of Sodom, so he says, if there's 50 tzaddikim in the city, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you save the entire city? As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if there's 50, he'll save the city. He goes down to 45, to 30, to 20, to 10. At 10, he stops. So why does he stop at 10? Rashi says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't save the world for Noah, his wife, his three children, and their wives. That was 8. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't save the world for 8. You see, he's not going to save the world for anything that's less than 10. So they quote the Kasha in the name of Reb Leibel Eiger, the Sefer Teres Emes. That was the son of Reb Akiva Eiger. So he asks, but the waters of the Mabor are called the Mei Noach by the Haftarah, by the Navi Yeshayo. Why? So the Zohar Kodesh comments, because it was Noach's fault. If Noach had davened for the generation, they would have been saved. So the waters of the Mabor were his fault. He didn't daven. So he asks Reb Leibel Eiger, if he would have davened, he would have saved the generation. So then Avraham Avinu, he was davening. So couldn't he save Sodom even if it was less than 10 people? Even if it was only 8? The only reason Noach couldn't save the world because of his 8 tzaddikim, because he didn't daven. Avraham Avinu here was davening. That's the kasha of Leibel Eiger. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, he says, no. He said he could not have saved the generation. Even if there would be just 8 and he would have davened, he wouldn't have been able to save the generation, but he still should have davened to feel the pain of others, to identify with their pain. And since he didn't, the waters of the Mabo, in a certain sense, are attributed to him. Because he sort of felt the pain of others, even though he couldn't save them. And now, how was this repaired? Later on in the Chumash, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu threatens the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Im ayin mecheni na misifcha asher kasavta. If you won't forgive Klal Yisrael, erase me. Pasuk in Parshas. Where is it? In Parshas. Parshas. Tetzaveh. Im ayin after the. No. Yeah? Right after the Chetego. If you won't forgive Klal Yisrael, then erase me from the Torah that you're writing. And Mecheni is Oisi Ois Mei Noach. So the Ari HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu here repaired that which Noach failed to do. Why? He wasn't going to accomplish anything. Let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu would have taken his name out of the Sefer Torah. What would that have accomplished? Would that have saved Klal Yisrael? No. But it would have been a statement of solidarity to show that even though I couldn't save them, I identified with their pain. And that's a critical thing to do. We even find three malachim came to heal Avraham Avinu, came to visit Avraham Avinu. Who were the three malachim? One came to tell Sarah she was going to have a baby. One came to be Mahapech Sodom. And one came to heal Avraham Avinu. Why do you need three? Because a malach can't do more than one tafkid. That's what Rashi explains. So, but what happened to that malach who healed Avraham Avinu? That was the one who went to save Lloyd. So everyone asked the Kasha, how could the same malach who healed Avraham Avinu go to save Lloyd? I thought a malach can't do two tafkidim, can't do two jobs, can't do two missions. So then they quoted the name of the Nicholsberger Rebbe that he explained that it's no, because Avraham Avinu felt for Lloyd so that he couldn't get better. He couldn't himself be whole until he knew Lloyd was saved. So the same malach could accomplish both tasks, because it was really one task. Because until Lloyd was saved, Avraham Avinu himself couldn't be shalom. Even though he couldn't do anything necessary to save him, it's important to identify with the pain of others. We can't do anything about the events that occurred. That's what we can't do. We can perhaps take steps to prevent that. It shouldn't happen in the future. But we can't do anything about that which happened, except to identify, to comfort those who lost and identify with their pain. And it's very, very critical in terms of our own avodah. To do so. Okay, let's move on. Gemara tells us over here, the end of this sukkah before the two dots and daf dalet amud bet. Finally, we're exhausting all of the possibilities of what this mavet could mean in the Mishnah. So the last thing that the Gemara suggests is perhaps it refers to water. Ve'ema mavet zeh hamayim. Maybe mavet refers to water. Kidechsiv, as the pasuk says, "Kikdoyach esh hamasim mayim tiva esh," that the water causes the fire. The fire causes the water to bubble. So tiva means it bubbles. Miksiv mayim nivu. Does it say the water is bubbling? Tiva esh. The fire is crackling. So it doesn't refer even to the water. It refers to the fire. So mask if lo revzviv ema mav is a esh. Fine. So say mav in the Mishnah refers to fire. The chziksiv tiva ba'eshu. When it says in the pasuk tiva, it refers to the fire that's crackling. The chziv. But what one? You can't say mava is fire. Hever in the Mishnah is fire. So say both are fire. Vechitema perusha come parish. You're right. Mava. What is mava? Hever. Ihochi arba shalosh havu. How could it say there are four of us in Ezekiel and there are only three? Vechitema tana shor this beitar tia. But we said maybe shor is one. Mava shor is keren. Mava is shame. They're all shor. So you see that you could even have two. The four of the offices, he can in fact be one item, Ashar. How are you going to say, not this and this, they don't have Ruach Chaim, but the Mava has Ruach Chaim. How can you say, Eish, my Ruach Chaim is Bay? What Ruach Chaim is there by Eish? Vesu, my Kareish. It doesn't fit into the language of the Mishnah, it cannot be Eish. And it cannot be Mayim, it doesn't fit into the Pasuk. It's not the water that's bubbling, it's the fire that's crackling. Okay. But before the Gemara dismissed this possibility that Mava could be water, Taisvis already chimes in with Akasha. Yeah, in fact, Taisvis over here, the Rimasa Ve'ema, Ve'ema Mava Zahamayim, Kei Perish, Kevin Dekra Loi Daiki Loi Kamar Veloi Kamar, since the Pasuk doesn't apply like this one or like that one, so we don't know what it is, say it's water, Vim Taimar. Hey, Klingsiv Mayim B'Torah. Where do you see that there's a Mayim, is a Hezek in the Torah, that it should be included in the Arbavas Nezikin? V'yesh Leimah mi V'shilach. Shilach could also be water. The Pasuk says, V'shilach has B'iro. You'll send that which will consume the fruit. So we even thought until now that's Keren, that's Regel. But now we're saying it's water. V'cheinu Leimah V'shilach Mayim Alpenei Chutzais. Pasuk can say for Iro. V'yafagav V'shilach B'iro B'behema Ayri. Even though we know it's talking about an animal, it could also imply water. It doesn't say behema mamish, it says vishilach, which is vague. Maybe it means behema and water. Why don't we say when the Gemara was struggling is vishilach shein, is a rega? Why don't we suggest water? Because just like we could have said water, we could have said a shar, so we didn't suggest this. Okay, so Tosfos fits it into the pasuk. How do we see water in a pasuk? Rava says, "Even from v'shilach shiur could be water v'shalach mayim apin chutzos." Fine. Now Tosfos gets to his main kasha. V'im toimar for Tosfos, v'hani mayim hechidomi. What kind of water is causing a hezek here? Either mishka le'bidka demaya, if he opened up a dam that was blocking water from flooding this individual. This property, over kayach rishon, and it came with a kayach rishon, the initial gush, the initial flow. Kaychahu. So that's your action. That's other mamazik. Vi'i b'kayach sheni, and if it's kayach sheni, meaning not the initial flow, it came as the water is gushing by, grama ba'almahu. That's a grama. Kidamina ba'nisrafin. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Everybody say, let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Just for a minute, we're all on the same page as Rashi. Zog de Gemara. Oh, here's Sanhedrin. There's someone to read, I can't talk. What do you want to read? Josh, read. Go ahead.
Papa Haimon de Kafti Lachabre, the Ashkel Ale, Bizkaz Maya, Giri Dide.
Okay, so what's the case? He tied his friend up, Kafti Lachabre. And what did he do? He put him under a dam. He opens the dam, and it kills the guy. Bidka demai is a dam. So it says the Gemara, gira didehu. That's like you took a gun and you shot him. Okay? Or you took an arrow and you aimed it at him. You're responsible. Umachayev, chayev mishumetzicha. If they warned you properly, you could put to death. Hani mili, says the Gemara, qualifier. Yeah?
So hani mili, because rishon, it's talking about the.
Yeah, aval.
Aval, kach sheni, gram abalma, though.
Ah, but if it's a kayach sheni, then you just caused his death. You didn't You didn't murder him directly. What?
Like intentionally.
No, it is intentional. You knew what you were doing. You tied him up, put him underneath the dam, and opened the dam. But it's not your action. It's a grama. It's you caused him to die, but I didn't kill him. No. What's the difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni? Is it Rashi? Koyach Rishon?
Koyach Rishon, Kishipana, Shapina Lahem.
Okay, so it says Rashi, what's Koyach Rishon? Pino am derech letzad ze, and it fell on him right away. That's your action. Go on about Koyach Sheni. So what's Koyach Sheni?
It's like you place the guys like further away from the dam, so it's not the initial burst.
It's not the initial burst, yeah, of war. Eliachamikan hochu amakum shehusham gromahu velonikachum. So what's the case over here? When we had a havamina fleeting, I mean, not even for one line, Tosfos already pounces. Havamina, the water is mava. It says, Tosfos, what are we talking about? If the water came in the initial burst, that's mamazik. That's like, yeah, you use any weapon. So water could also be a weapon. But if it's not the initial burst, it's koyach sheni. That's grama, your potter. You see from over here, you're not the murderer. Even though I tied him up, put him underneath the dam, it wasn't the initial gush that killed him, I'm potter. It's gram ritzicha, that you're not a good guy, but you're not chayev ritzicha. So says Taisis v'yesh lomar here, Joshua Taisis v'yesh lomar.
V'yesh lomar.
Demairi. So you're right. We're talking about koyach sheni, and we thought koyach sheni by nezikin would also be chayev. Inami.
Inami, but the nicha of lo dami labor.
Maybe it's in a puddle already. No dams. It's in a puddle. And a guy got hurt 1 minute. If it's in a puddle and a guy got hurt, that's bar. That's not a separate av nezikin. That's mamish bar. Like a guy who puts anything that's damaged or that's dangerous in the middle of a shusaravim. So Mar says, no, it's talking about where you had the right to drain your roof or your cesspool into the middle of the road. I had the right to do that. The Gemara says later on, in the winter you have the right to do that, not in the summer. So Gemara says, okay, so that's allowed. There can't be a bar. Bar is only something you're not allowed to do. This you're allowed to do. So we thought this was perhaps a separate av nezikin. Okay, but before Tosfos got to that inami, they were talking about a puddle of water, not a rush of water from a dam. What did Tosfos suggest over here? B'koyach sheni nami chayiv. Even though the Gemara told us in Sanhedrin by Ritzicha, koyach sheni, I tied the guy up, I put him underneath the dam, and he got killed. I'm potter. By a koyach sheni, only in a koyach rishon, the initial rush, I'm chayiv. Here, I would have thought, you're chayiv by nezikin, even in a koyach sheni. Is that true? Are you chayiv in nezikin and koyach sheni? Why did the Gemara reject mayim as being one of the obvious nezikin, Rabbi say? Why did the Gemara reject it? Because koyach sheni is grama? No. Why did the Gemara reject it? It doesn't fit into the language. Ooh, so now Taka, we have to ask, what is the halacha about koyach sheni by nezikin? So Zog the Rajva, John, read the Rajva. The E. So we thought, Havamina, we thought, Grama here is Chayiv. Yeah, continue. Since we're saying now, Mava can't be Mayim. Okay, so how do we end up in the end? Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, are you chayv by nezikin for a koyach sheni? No. That's not the reason we rejected mayim. Rejected mayim because it doesn't fit into the language. It's not the water which is bubbling, it's the fire that's crackling, but okay. It's out. Once it's out, the whole thing is gone. Oh, but John, read Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Bazak Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, you know, Rabbi said we don't encounter Rabbeinu Yeruchim every day, but Rabbeinu Yeruchim is one of the major Rishonim. Is found on every page of Shulchan Aruch Kamat. Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So it says Rabbeinu Yeruchim.
Yeah.
This is not an artisis. But says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that says in Tosfos, when we make a distinction between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni, that's by Ritzicha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the guy who got tied up underneath the dam, and they opened the dam, and it came and flooded him, so if the initial gush killed him, he's chayiv. If not, he's not a murderer. even though I caused his death, I'm not a murderer. But that's only by Ritzicha. By Nezikin, we accept this Havamina. This part of the Havamina. We don't accept that Mayim could be Mavet could be Mayim. It doesn't fit into the language, but this part is true. Kayachsheni ben Nezikin is Chayev. By Ritzicha is Potter, by Nezikin is Chayev. That's what Rabbi Yeruchim says. Not like the Rajba, ostensibly not like our Tosfos. Why? Rabbi said, why should Nezikin be Chayev even for a Kayachsheni if Ritzicha is not? That's what we need to figure out. So I believe that the answer is the following. It's not my explanation of Shechta's farm and Big Fatson. So it's based over here on the Gemara Masechta's Chulin. John, read the Gemara Masechta's Chulin. Amar Mar.
Amar Mar.
What is with Mochni? Everybody say, anybody know?
Wheel.
Yeah, machine, a wheel.
Oh,
wait, another price. It's possible. Anybody know what that is?
You're practicing
sharpening.
One's with a human and one's with water.
One is a guy pressing on a pedal and the wheel is going. That's kosher. One is, it's a water mill which is pushing a wheel which has knives attached to it, not a toy you want to play with, right? Your children around. And you're shechting animals, Azali. So one, the water is pushing it. One, the human is operating it. So if the human is making it go with his foot, the pedal, obviously the shechita is kosher. If it's water, no good. Vibai seima. One kayach rishin, it's a good shechita. Kayach sheni, it's not a good shechita. And the Gemara compares it to what? V'chiha damar av papa. If I tell you, I put him underneath a dam, open the dam, and he gets killed, I'm chayev. Says the Gemara. So that distinction between kayach rishin and kayach rishin, you're chayev by ritzicha, kayach sheni, you're not, extends to where else? Where else? Where else do we find the distinction, without a doubt, between Koyach Rishin and Koyach Sheni? First burst of what comes out of your action as opposed to that which subsequently comes out after, it's by Shechita. Shechita and Ritzicha, both we find the distinction between Koyach Rishin and Koyach Sheni. Azoi. But look in the Shulchan Aruch. John, go on. Shulchan Aruch, I say, Shechita Schulin. Okay, but Rabbi said, halacha, we're not learning the Shechita now, it's a Gemara Masechta Schulin. If you did not have intention for Shechita, in the olden days we used to learn Shechita as part of Smicha, in my time. We used to spend half a year on Shechita. But nowadays it's gone. Before my time, they used to learn Trefus, that was gone already by my time. Shechita was awesome. Not that Shechita needs my haskama, but it was a great limud. Anyway, now there's a niskatno adiris, they no longer do Shechita. But anyway, so Shechita schulin ain't a tzricha kavana. You don't need kavana. So even if you're not intending for Shechita, I'm playing darts with a chalef, with a Shechita knife. And an animal walks in the way and it happens to perfectly shech the kana and the veshet. Shechita is kasha. Go on, afilu.
Afilu is asik ba'am alato.
Even if I'm not even planning on cutting anything, Oshazarak. He's mamish playing darts. He's throwing the knife against the wall. The shachat. Ksheira. Aval. Ooh, what happens? It falls by itself. It's on the top shelf. The bein and koyach gavra. It has to have your force pushing it. Here it fell. Go on, v'chein. Okay, what's the halacha? You have a knife sitting in your lap. Falls out, kicks, checks an animal. Nebuch. Yeah? Bambi over here. Checks the animal. Is it shechita kasher? No. No. It has to come from your force, not that it came through gravity.
So if you shook the dresser and it fell off and killed the cow, that'd be okay?
No, because what caused it to fall was the gravity.
You're the one that
shook
it.
Yeah, you're the one who's holding it in your lap and you stood up and it shifted something. Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's neither. What's causing it to fall is the gravity problem. But Rabbi said, what about such a case in Ezekin? What if I have a knife sitting in my lap? Yeah, no.
Isn't that the same thing as the date falling? You hitting the date, like it's falling because of gravity, but you hit the date, so.
Yeah, you hit the tree that hit the date. You hit the tree, the dates fell off. We're going to get to that case, though. Okay. Let's wait till we get there. Okay, Rabbi said, so what is that halacha by Shechita? Shechita, if it falls by itself, no good. Do I need kavana for Shechita? Absolutely not. But if it falls by itself, you know, it falls off my lap and kills something through gravity, you're potter. What's the halacha by Nezikin? Look over here, Chavava Mabez. Rabbi said, turn to Chavava Mabez, the Gemara. 5-6 lines from the top. Yeah, Benji, read. Amar Rabba. You got me? You have a Gemara? You don't have a Gemara? Yeah, John, you're stuck. Amar Rabba.
6 lines
from the top? Yeah. No worries, go ahead. Amar Rabba. Haisa?
Amar Rabba. Haisa, Evan, Menachem, Slobuchiko,
Lohikirba, Vahamad, This mamet, Rabbi, is this the exact same case? Exact same case. No. Okay, so you didn't intend to cause damage, so there's no arba dvarim, there's no tzar, ripoy, shevis, and boishes. Linyan Shabbos, melechas, mashevis, also you have to intend to do a malacha. You didn't intend to do a malacha. But are you chai for nezikin? Yes. Because you didn't intend to do damage, Rabbi said we learned the last time. You're responsible. So how come by Nezikin, if I'm sitting with a knife in my lap and it falls out and kills somebody with gravity, I'm chayiv? Or certainly we learned the Gemara already. If I have I put my knife, my package, or my stone on top of a roof, a wind comes and blows it off and kills somebody, does damage, I'm chayiv. That's Eish, combination of it, you know, it's Eish. So how come when it comes to Shechita, the Shechita is no good? What's the difference? So if I say, look back at that Sif in Shulchan Aruch at the Vilna Gaon. Look at the Bir Agra over here, I say, Bir Agra. V'loi here, John, read V'loi Dami. So Perek Beis, the Baba Kama, that's this Gemara. Okay, so what the Vilna Gaon is distinguishing here is based really on that Gemara Masechtas Chulin already, that there's a difference between Shechita and Nezikin. Shechita requires Koyach Gavra. Not that it's not enough. See, Nezikin, it's enough if its action is attributed to me. I had a knife sitting in my lap. It fell out. It is clearly my fault. I should have been aware that I had a sharp knife, a dagger, you know, switchblade sitting in my lap, and that if I stand up, something bad might happen. And therefore, the action is attributed to me. So I'm responsible and I'm liable. And by Nezikin, that's good enough. When it comes to Shechita, that is not good enough. It is not good enough that the action is attributed to me. It has to be that my direct action. Nezikin, it doesn't have to be that. It has to be that the action is attributable to me. And here it is. The result is attributable to me. Here, by Shechita, I have to directly carry out the entire action. It's required that you have koyach gavra. And koyach gavra is not accomplished by having a knife in your lap when you stand up and it falls through gravity. That is not koyach gavra. It can be attributed to me. I'm responsible for the result. But the action is not mine. Yeah.
All of us by Shechita is assuming that it's shechted properly.
Of course.
Like if it just falls out of your lap and it's going to like perfectly shechted like the way it's
supposed. Exactly. Yeah. But we've dealt with more far-fetched cases before in the Gemara. So perhaps we can suggest that's why we find a distinction by Shechita between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. Why? Because by Shechita, you need Koyach Gavra. When you need Koyach Gavra, we find such a distinction between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. By Nezikin, there is no requirement for Koyach Gavra. It's not that I have to directly carry out the action. As long as the action is attributable to me, I'm responsible and I'm liable. And this distinction is already drawn by Reb Chaim. To answer Tosfos Kashi Masechta Sanhedrin. Here, look at Tosfos and Masechta Sanhedrin. Over here, Ois Vav. You see me, Rabbi Isai? John, read. Umiyu Kasha.
Umiyu Kasha, Ahid the Zara Tzura Lamala, to the Samoch, the Mashma, the Ilo Azal, Tadin, El Kachas.
Okay, I'm sorry, we didn't see this Gemara. It's right back at Ois Aleph. The Gemara says at the second line. I apologize. Amar Rav Papa. See? Yeah. Zara Tzura.
Amar Rav Papa, Zara Tzura Lamala, Vahal Tadin, Baharga Chayat.
What if it falls straight down? Potter. I throw in a rock. I mean, it sounds like the stupidest thing to do, right? But it's okay, people are doing it. Guy throws a rock up in the air. I guess to get YouTube subscribers. And he wants to see what happens. And then some unknowing bystander gets killed by the rock. So if it comes directly down from the area that he threw it up, down, I didn't kill him. That was gravity that killed him. If it goes to the side, either way, so if you learn physics, you know that there's two vectors at play, so then that was my action. If it just goes straight up and straight down, that's gravity. Gravity is not my action. Potter. That's okay. As it says in the Gemara. As I saw. Fractisvis. What if you did such a thing in Ezekiel? If you did such a thing in Ezekiel. We're talking about Ritzicha now. What if you did such a thing in Ezekiel? It says, Taisvis, Mi Ukasha, back Isva.
Mi Ukasha, he deserves throw them all to the sun. The Mashma, the Elo, Azal, Stadin, Elo, Tahas, Potter.
Amai l'chayev, why? Amai, why? L'chayev, you should be chayev. Midi d'ahavi, just like. D'chayev, mishum isho. You're chayev, because it's no different than a fire. A fire, I harness a natural force to do my rotzon. I want to burn down this guy's house. I use a fire to do it. It's no different than using anything else to burn down this guy's house. So I use a fire. That's my that's the utensil that I'm choosing to use. So be'id bahadi da'azi kamaski. If it falls and hits the guy while it's falling, that's ish. We said already, if it hit falls, then someone stumbles on it, that's bar. But if it falls and hits somebody, that's ish. Here too. I threw it up in the air. That's like ish. Came down and killed somebody. Even if it's just gravity and it didn't go in a different direction, I should be chayev. Oh, so it says Taisis v'tzarech loymar. So Taisis says must be that Eish is not considered to be your action. It's considered to be mamon amazik. That's a machlekes later on in the Gemara, whether Eish mishum chitzav or Eish mishum emono. You should become familiar with it. It's later on in Daf Chavav. When I use a harness, a natural force to do my ratzon, is that considered to be my action? Or is the fire like my shor, like my object, that I am responsible for the damage that it causes, but it's not a continuation of my action? Is isho mishum chitzav, is it like an arrow that I shoot? Or is it mishum mimono, that I'm responsible for the damage that it causes? So the Taisa says, must be esh, is limited to nezikin. That's it. Must be. Otherwise, how come when I throw a stone up in the air and it kills somebody, I'm not chayev? He says, v'hot esnan. Go on. We saw that already. I have a knife in my lap. I stand up and chest an animal perfectly. It's no good. So if I throw it down or I drop it, it's kosher. If it falls, it's no good. So why? Kosher. Kipila, what difference does it make if I dropped it or it fell? Either way, I'm chayev. I harness the natural force to do an action, and therefore it should be considered a good shkita. And more nakalik b'shkita. It doesn't make sense to the seems between shkita and nezikin. Kevan. We learn one from the other. So must be that Gemara too is only going following the opinion Eisho Mishimimono. Eisho is not your action of fire. If I harness the natural force to do my bidding, it's not a fire. It's not my action. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. We're following that one opinion that Eisho Mishimimono. However, Reb Chaim has a different answer. Again, what is Taisa's kasha? Taisa's kasha is the following. If I have something on a roof and it falls off through a wind, that's Eish, and I'm liable in Hilchos Nezikin. How come if I have a knife in my lap and a chef's an animal when I stand up, it's not a good shkita? How come if I throw a stone up in the air and it comes directly back down, gravity killed this person, I harnessed gravity to do what I wanted, to kill somebody. So why aren't I chai for a tzicha? Yeah. So says Reb Chaim, I'll tell you why. Not like Tosfos. Here, Benji, read. Venira, loymar, Reb Chaim, I zayin. No, Reb Chaim says, I'll tell you, Eish Mishum Chitzav. Your fire is like your arrow. It's all your action is Zikin, and this applies to Shechita, and this applies to Ritzicha. They're all considered to be, you know, you're responsible for it, you cause the result. Aval Zeh.
Aval Zeh, Hari Lo Chidush, Lan, Rak, Dehavik, Ilu, Kub, Atmo, Asla, Etamach.
It's considered to be that the action relates to you. You cause the result. Ukamo.
Ukamo
Shira Chat. Shira Chait. That what? That what? What does that mean, Rabbi Zai? You shot an arrow. It's like you were Yira Chait. Aval Zeh.
Aval Zeh Hari Lo Metzinu Klal.
No one ever said it's as if you did it. You're responsible for it, you caused the result, but you are not the direct actor here. It's not mikocho. You didn't directly do it. Ella? It's considered as if it relates to you. Mikocho. Oh, it's not koyach gavra, as we would say. V'lachain, therefore, Zakhtar B'chayim, Gabi Mamon, as long as the action relates to me, I'm responsible. Yeah, I don't need it to be my action directly. As long as it relates to me and I'm responsible for it, I have to pay.
U'lachir.
I did it, and I'm responsible for it. Masha ain
came. Masha
ain
came with Shlita. It's not the case by Shlita.
Shlita, you have to be the one to do it directly. M. Kane. What are you going to tell me? It's like you shot an arrow. That doesn't matter that it relates to you. It has to be your action. Vavikihu also says a maisa, and it's as if, you know, the action relates to you. Go on. Aval koponim. You didn't do it directly. Now we understand. And what we would have to say is by Ritzicha as well, you need koko. So if I threw it up, koach gavra, if I threw it up in the air and it comes back down, so then that's not considered to be my action. Am I responsible for it? Did I cause the result? Without a doubt. And that's enough for Nezikin and would be Yishu Mishum Chitza and would be Chayiv. But by Shechita, by Ritzicha, that's not enough. You need koach gavra. I have to be the one to directly carry out the activity. Well, now it makes sense. When do we distinguish? So Shechta explains, when do we distinguish between Kayach Rish and Kayach Sheini? Is by Ritzicha, is by Shechita, because you need Kayach Gavra. I have to be the one to directly carry out the activity. So if it comes in the initial gush of water, when I open the dam, that's considered to be my action. The rest relates to me without a doubt. And it could be by Nezikin Yerchayiv even for Kayach Sheini. The water. That's what Taisa suggested in the Havamina. Rabbi Yerucham accepted in the Maskana. The Gemara says, if I kill somebody through opening a dam and the Kayach Sheni drowns him, I'm Potter. That's Ritzicha and Shechita that I require, that I directly carry out the activity. Not that it just, the result relates to me. Yeah, no.
Are we considering fire as a cooperation or cooperation?
The whole concept doesn't really relate to fire. Fire here is a broader category of harnessing a natural force to do that which I want.
You can't control its direction. That's why I was thinking, like, if you cause a fire, right?
Right.
You're not controlling the direction. That's
no, beyond that is just, that might only be Isha Mishum Mamono. There's going to be a certain point where everyone's going to agree it's Mishum Mamono because I didn't cause that, you know. But if I directly caused it and I knew the wind was blowing this way and I lit a fire and then it went and did that, right. That's Isha Mishum Chitzav, yeah. Yeah.
To just to clarify, kol sheni v'ritzicha and shchita is doesn't puzzle or potter, right?
It's puzzle or potter, shchita and ritzicha. Why are they different? Because you need kol kafir. So even though ishim ishim chitzav is your action, and it might be even adam amazik, it's not necessarily kol kafir. You didn't directly carry out the activity. And by shchita, and by ritzicha, that's what's required. Not that I harness the natural force to do that which I want. I open the dam. I harness the natural force to do that which I wanted. That's not good enough when it comes to shchita and ritzicha. Here, you have to actually directly be the cause of the... Yeah.
So, just wanted to clarify, Rav Chaim says that you would be chayiv for nezikin in that case of damages as well. You just wouldn't necessarily be chayiv on ritzicha.
Correct. And that justifies Rabbeinu Yerucham's distinction. Rabbeinu Yerucham said by Nezikin, we're talking about water, which is a Kayach Sheni. Fractitis is water, which is a Kayach Sheni. How could you possibly be Chayv? So we said, okay, that was the Havim, the Maskana is you're not Chayv. But how could you possibly be Chayv? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kayach Sheni is Potter by that very same case of opening a Bidka Demaya, and the water comes and drowns him in Kayach Sheni, you're Potter. So we could suggest that Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that's only by Ritzicha, we need Kayach Gavra. I have to directly carry out the activity, not just that the result should relate to me. This distinction perhaps would also justify the comment of the Rosh. Rabbi said, turn later on to Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Yud Testament Aleph. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but there's a. Remember that we had that loch already, Tzroi Rice. Tzroi Rice means if an animal kicks something. So everybody said, what's that loch of Tzroi Rice? The animal doesn't trample on it, but it kicks it. Chatzi nezek halach l'maish misinai. So Sumcha has never heard of that halach l'maish misinai. We said, the Rambam writes in his Akhtarim to Perish of Mishnayas, there never is a machlaikis by halach l'maish misinai. Here we have a machlaikis between Sumchis and the Rabbanan, was there ever halach l'maish misinai of Tzroros? That was why the Nitziv said, if you remember, doesn't mean halach l'maish misinai. Because it means that we found the source in the Chumash, we had a source in the Chumash, but we forgot where it was. Because if it meant halach l'maish misinai, this would be a challenge to the Rambam's rule. We don't find halach l'machleikas by halach l'maish misinai. But either way, it's machleikas between the Rabbanan and Sumchis, whether or not there was such a halach of chatzi nezek Tzroros. What is halach according to Sumchis? Chayim nezek shalem. So an animal kicks a stone, goes and does damage, nezek shalem. How do we hold? Chatzi nezek, halach l'maish misinai. That's going to take two blot for the Gemara to flesh that out. This machlekes sumchas in the Rabbanan, is there such a halach l'maish misinai as chatzi nezek tzoros? So the Gemara on Daf Yud Tesemet Aleph has a shail according to Rav Ashi. Boy Rav Ashi. Here, Joshua, do you have me?
Yeah, boy Rav Ashi, kach machlekes sumchas, kach odami olo.
What is a shaila?
So Rav Ashi asked.
Again, one second. Let's just review. What's Tzroi Reis? An animal's walking by and kicks it. That's koko. Yeah? Right. Kicks it, koko. Now what is it? So Sumchas doesn't hold to that. No, you don't pay chatzi nezik, then nezik shalem. Frank the Gemara, what if I kick a stone, yeah? That hits another stone, then does damage. Would Sumchas hold there also, nezik shalem? Or there, he would hold Chatzi Nezek. Meaning, is it that he rejects the whole halach of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros entirely? Or he says, no, it's not referring to Koko. The first stone that it kicks is referring to Koko, when the stone hits another stone and then does damage. Okay? Olo, go on. Does he have such halach, but it's talking about Koko? Okay, maybe never heard of this. And what should be the halach by a stone that hits another stone? Nezek Sholem. Rabbi, look at the Rosh. What about according to the Rabbanan? What do the Rabbanan hold? That's what we hold. An animal is walking by and kicks a stone. What if the stone hits another stone? Koach koko. That's not the same as kol sheni. Koach koko. Hit something, which then causes it to hit something else. Like an accident. Yeah, a car accident. One car, another car. Le'aleinu. What's the law according to the Rabbanan? Says the Rosh. Over here, Ois Ches.
By Rav Ashi, Koko Chosim was good, Amin was Bolei. Rav Alpas, Zal, Lohevi, Hach, Bai, Mishum, Tazumchas, Mibayla. The Lady Hilch, Tzak, Vata.
So the Rush left this whole subject out. The Riff, I'm sorry, left the whole subject out. We don't pass like Sumchas, so who cares? Basically, that's what the Riff said. Right. Who cares? Says the Rush, I care. Veli Nira.
Veli Nira, Diyesh, Nafakuta,
Gdola, Mibayla. Nafusa, Gdola. There's a big difference, Mibayla, who? Why? Oh, the only savik is according to Sumchis. According to the Rabbanan, koach kocho is kekocho. And what will be the halacha if your stone hits another stone? So koach kocho is that like your koach or not like your koach? Says the Rosh, yes. You're convinced. Koach kocho is your koach. However, Rabbeisai, we'll get the Gemara Masechtas Makis. Here, read Masechtas Makis. What is test? Nishmat HaBarzal.
Nishmat HaBarzal Mikatov HaRag. Rabbi Omar Ino Gola. V'cham Imam Rin Gola.
What's that case?
It's like when you're swinging an axe to chop a tree and the, like the metal that, part comes.
What's that called? The part, metal part of the axe? Who knows? The metal part of the axe, yeah. The metal part of the axe.
Then it kills someone.
Kills somebody.
Rabbi says that he's exiled and the Chum say he is not.
Right, there is such a pasuk that if the top of the axe falls off, then he should go into galus. But it's machlekes how to read the pasuk. Is that referring to a wood chip that flies off, or is that referring to the top of the axe that flies off? So Rebbe held it was referring to a wood chip. The Chachamim held it was talking about a splinter, you know, it comes off and kills somebody. Chachamim held it was talking about the top of the axe. So Chachamim Rim Goyle, Mino ate some Isbaka. What if a wood, a piece of wood comes out? Yeah. Okay, so machlekes is referring to the top of the axe that comes off, or is referring to a wood chip that comes off?
What's the difference?
It's machlekes how to read the pasuk. But one is the item that I'm swinging itself. The other one is I caused. It's a little bit further removed.
It's like the same thing as.
Well, that's slow. Here, as you read the Gemara, Amar Papa, man, you see me?
In the Gemara,
yeah, in the sheet over there, second line of voice test. Amar Papa.
Amar Papa, hi man. The Sade Pisa.
Ridicula. What's that? What's a pisa? We had this in Hilchos Shabbos here. I throw a clump of dirt at a palm tree, a date palm. Date palm. Yeah. Va'asa tamri. So what happened? Dates fell.
So somebody's fruit.
No, you're in the Hilchos Shabbos. Look back, Gemara Masechtas Makis. Oh, it's Tess. Second line. Amar Papa. Man to show the piece of the dikar, but also Tamar. Yeah? No. You're in Ois Yud. Go back to Ois Tess. Second line.
Okay. Oh, I see. Amar Papa. Man to show the piece of the dikar. Azul Tamre the Katul Banu Le Machlokes the Rabbi.
Oh, what happened? What happened? The Tamri came off and killed somebody.
Oh, I see.
So that's mamish to machloikis of Rebbe in the Rabbanan, says the Gemara. I'm chopping wood, a wood chip comes off and kills somebody. Rebbe holds your chayiv, you have to go to galus. If it was by accident, I have to go into refuge in the your miklat. The Rabbanan hold not. Here, I'm throwing something at a palm tree. A date falls off. I don't know. I kill somebody. So then, it's a big date. Kill somebody. So according to the Rebbe, you have to go to galus. According to the Rabbanan, not. Says the Gemara, pshita. Yeah, go on.
His own power.
No, I might have said here, Rebbe, hold your putter. When are you chayiv? If I'm chopping wood and I hit the piece of wood, a splinter comes off and kills Yenim. Kill somebody. That happened as I hit here, wood came off, killed somebody. Here, I throw it at the tree. I threw A to B. The tree doesn't kill somebody. The tree shakes, a date comes off. The date then kills him. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's one step removed. I hit the tree shook, the date fell. So I might have said, according to Rebbe, that's kikoch kocho dami, kamash malan, that it's not. That's kikocho. So it says, continues the Gemara, Ella.
Ella koch kocho, Rebbe.
Hey, kamishkachas. Okay, where is koch kocho according to Rebbe? Where the Gemara assumes kedavar poshut that you're putter. So if you're chayv there, according to Rabbanu, you're putter even when the splinter goes off. According to Rabbi, you're chayv when the splinter goes off. You're chayv here too when I threw it at the tree and the date fell. Where, according to Rabbi, is kaya kaka that you're putter? And the Gemara assumes there must be a case of kaya kaka that you're putter. Kaya kaka, Rabbi, hey, kemish kakas, lo, go on, keep going.
Go on, the Sunday piece of Mechai, like
Rama. I threw it at a branch. Va'aza grama. And the branch hit the cluster of dates. So this is two steps, right? I threw it at a branch. The branch moved, hit the cluster. Cluster then came like a whole contraption. That's called koko in your potter. Says Ritva, read there, Mishum. We just couldn't figure out what exactly is called koko, but if it's twice removed, your potter. What? The Rush just told us. Why did I care about this whole question according to Sumchis? What's the status of koko by a stone that hits another stone that goes and hurts somebody? What do I care about that for? Because according to the Rabbanon, you're certainly considered to be koko kikoko, and you're chayv chatzin ezek. Koko is kikoko dami. Here, koko is lav kikoko dami. What's going on? That's the kasha that the Nachlas David. Nachlas David is a classical achron of Maseches Bava Kama, asks in the Rush. Shav Shechtas suggested Gevaldik. He said, based on the distinction that we said already, it's perfect. It makes beautiful sense. Why? By Galos, by Ritzicha, you need Koch Gavra. So if it's not your direct force that's carrying out the activity, it's not attributed to you. So Koch Kocho by Ritzicha is Lavka Kocho Dami. Just like Koach Sheni, which is not the initial burst of water, the second burst of water. That's not attributed to you either. So to Koach Kocho, if it's indirect, one thing hits something else, which then does damage, fine, you're part of a Ritzicha. But when it comes to Nezikin, as long as the action is attributed to you, you're Chayev. That's like, as we explained already, that's why there's no distinction between cooperation and cooperation when it comes to Nezikin. It could be Hilchos Shabbos is the same as Nezikin. Yeah, we don't need the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Amar of Papa. Yeah. Same exact case. Asa Tamri. Okay, but there you chayv too. What are the two? Achas mishum toilesh. So what are the two you chayv for? One for what? Cutting the date off because I made it fall off the tree, and mefarik, extracting something from a larger husk. We already discussed this in Hilchos Shabbos. Where did I extract from what? So Taisa said there was a green husk around the date. What? Green husk around dates? We never heard of these things. So the Ran says, Rashi holds, when the date comes off the tree, is mefarik. What mefarik? What husk did it come out of? So the Ran explains, here, read the Ran. Up here is Rashi. Where's the mefarik extracting a kernel of grain from the husk, liquid from a solid? How am I extracting anything? V'lona yira. What? How is it being detached? What is being detached from anything? So therefore, the Ron learns. Here, let's skip. Lefi shehem be'ilan kein eshkol. See at the end of the first line, second line.
Yeah.
Go on.
Lefi shehem be'ilan kein eshkol u'kesh
ha'eshkol. What's an eshkol, chaver? A cluster, yeah. Ishu Eshkolais. Ukisha Eshkol. Chai Mishum Toilesh. When the cluster gets detached from the tree, that's quite sad. That's detaching. So I'm picking an apple from a tree on Shabbos. Ukisha Nechbot, yeah. When it hits the ground, the cluster breaks apart. The date becomes extracted, detached from the cluster. Then you're chai for mefarik. But that's koach koko. I hit the tree. The date came off. Then it hits the ground. Then becomes detached from the cluster. That's koach koko. How could koach koko be chayv on Shabbos? The answer is, again, because Shabbos is enough if the action is attributable to you. It doesn't have to be that I directly, through my koach, through my force, carried out the action. As long as the action relates to me, I set it in motion and harness the natural force to carry it out. I'm chayv. There's no distinction between koach rishon, koach sheni, koach koko. All these things are chayev. That's only when we can speak of koach gavra. Where do you need koach gavra? Shchita, ritzicha are the only two areas we know of at this point where you need koach gavra. not only that the action should be attributable to me, but that I have to be directly carry it out through my force, through my direct action.
What's the leash?
Huh?
What's the leash?
Tolesh is kotzer, picking something off the ground on Shabbos. Mefarek is extracting it from a larger group, from a husk, like taking the kernel of grain out of the husk. Rabbi said there's one third area, which John raised during Seder, a third area where you need koyach gavra, which is netilas yadayim. Not only does the action have to relate to you, but it has to be your direct force which carries it out. Where we can distinguish between koyach rishon, koyach sheni, between koyach koko. Yeah, since John, since you raised it, read over here, the Gemara Chulin, Amar Papa. Flip the page. Okay, now Risa de Daloy is a irrigation channel. How would they get water into the irrigation channels that did not have hoses in the times of the Gemara? So they would carry it with buckets. The buckets themselves would have been good for Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim, of course, needs a kli, a utensil that has integrity. If it's a question if you can use a disposable kli, not for now, but if certainly if it has a hole, that's no good. It has to be a chosh of a kli. So I take a bucket should be good enough. So I take the buckets, put it into the irrigation canal. A guy wants to now use that for Netilas Yadayim. Says the Gemara, no. Delo also mikoyach gavra. The water in the irrigation canal is not coming directly from somebody who's pouring the water. It's going down in the canal. It was put there originally by the buckets, but now it's going down in the canal. That's no good. V'imikarev, yeah? Let's say I get close to the buckets that are bringing the water into the irrigation canal. So the first rush of water that came out of the bucket, that's what hits me. Oh. So then, says the Gemara, that would be good. So because of that, the Mordecai and the Rosh discuss the following case, and this is often misunderstood. They're discussing what looks like, not that you've ever seen one, like a beer barrel, which has a spigot attached to it. That is a kosher kli. So says the Rosh in Iran, if I turn on the spigot, the first rush of water is koyach gavra, I can use that for netilas yadayim. If I turn it off, then turn it back on, oh, another rush of water, koyach rishon, I can use that for netilas yadayim. Koyach sheni not, because by netilas yadayim, you need koyach gavra, not just someone put it in with a kli into an irrigation canal, and then I could use it for netilas yadayim. It has to come directly from the kli through human action. And therefore, we distinguish in koyach rishon and koyach sheni. So it has to happen in the initial burst. So the Mordecai and the Rosh say you have to turn it on and off, each time to wash the tilos yadayim. The initial burst will be a koyach rishon. Is that the same as the water that we have in our homes? No. Why not? Because there is no kli in your home. That is not a barrel with a spigot. That is water that is flowing through pipes. So, it's really not the same thing. So, it's not that it's not koach gavra. It is koach gavra. The problem is, there's no kli. You're missing aleph beis in order to do netilas yadayim. However, the paiskim say, bidi eved, bishas adchak, perhaps it can be allowed, because in the house, yeah,
it could come from a water tank.
It could come from a water tank, yeah, or the pipes themselves, if it's a curved pipe. Might be kosher for netilas yadayim. The only problem is, it's attached to the ground. Any kli that's attached to the ground loses its status as a kli. So it's not the greatest svara in the world, but b'shas adchak that Tzitz Eliezer says, that's Rabbi Waldenberg, who used to be the poysik of Shari Tzedek Hospital, says b'shas adchak, you can do this to wash netilas yadayim. This is not lichatchila at all, or, you know, really, it's not a great svara. There is no kli here, but all right. So if you get stuck, turn on, off each time is a koyach rishon, and that should consider to be all right.
Just filling up the cup, you're fine. Just like turning it on and not being
filled. Of course, yeah, because the cup you're going to pour is koyach rishon. I'll just conclude. I'll tell you what Rav Schechter is really talking about in the Big Fayet Zohar, why he's so interested in this. He's discussing machine matzahs. Machine matzahs have to be made lishma, of course. So, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. So when I push a button on a machine and that starts printing all, you know, making all of these matzahs, is that considered to be my action or not my action? And if I said, l'shem matzahs mitzvah at the beginning, is everything made l'shem matzahs mitzvah? So he says, the only time a distinction, kayach rishon, kayach sheni, is shchita, netilas yadayim, ritzicha. But when it comes to baking matzahs, when it comes to nezikim, when it comes to Chol Shabbos, every other area of halacha, there's no distinction. So as long as I set it in motion, that should all be considered my action, all the matzahs can be considered to be made lishma. All right,